Welcome back to Parenting Made Easy. I'm Susan Ng. Thank you so much for your company today. Cheryl Chia is my guest. Cheryl is founder of Brain Fit Studio, and she's a physiotherapist, a pediatric physiotherapist. And her pet topic is about brain and how it works, and how it works in relation to the physical part of things and also learning. So cognitive neuroscience is the big word for it. And you've taken us through a fascinating journey about how the brain works and how to help our children learn better, how to help our children focus better. And one of the main ideas really is for us to understand how our children learn. And during the break, we talked about the fact that most times information is presented in words.
That's right.
And so when you're studying for a particular subject in school, generally the information you have to look at would be pages and pages of text. So for a child who isn't into that, there might be another way for him to absorb the information. It could be, as you say, visually.
Yeah.
Maybe mind maps.
Yeah.
And if it's an auditory learner, maybe he needs to say those words out loud or say the information out loud. And if the child is a kinesthetic learner, then perhaps they'll have to write that information. So there are many ways to help children to focus, but we need to know what those ways might be.
That's
so know your child is actually your main message.
Yes, know your child.
Know how they learn.
Yes. Right. I mean, it helps a lot in helping them, you know, be more effective learners.
Right. You spent 20 years and working with children, spent some time at Keke Hospital as well. Now you run a private practice and you also have a daughter.
Two daughters. Isabel is three and I've got a brand new one.
Ah.
It's about 3 months at home.
Wow. Yeah. Okay. So that's a good time to start.
Yes.
When the child is a toddler even, or even a baby. Would that be a way to go?
Actually, the research has been really exciting. You know, we're understanding now about how the baby's brain's developing during pregnancy.
Oh.
Like in the third trimester, you know, the sound processing parts of the brain are already active, for example. And because of that, and they're hearing in the womb, all right? So so we're having things that parents-to-be can do, you know, like reading, all right? Reading, I mean, you read about that. And the reason why we say read to the child when you're pregnant is because they are learning to process sound, rhymes, and it's all, you know, could potentially have a significant impact on language acquisition later.
Yeah, someone told me when I was pregnant to have my baby listen to music, so I had to put headphones on my tummy and turn up the music. I can't remember what it was, some Baroque music or Mozart or something like that. Do parents do that?
We wouldn't advise putting speakers over the belly though.
That's what I did.
Just because of the loudness and also babies sleeping a lot in the womb.
Right.
So you don't really want to wake them up, you know, to be listening to music.
Right. So suffice to say then that learning begins as early as that.
That's right. It's really exciting,
okay.
I think.
It is very exciting. So brain fit is something that is very important. And in fact, you authored a book called Fit Brains Learn Better.
Yeah, that's right.
So how can we as parents even, are we too old?
No.
To get our brains fit?
Oh, well, we used to think, you know, adults will be too old.
Yeah.
You know, the brain's already fixed. But now, I mean, the new research has told us that the brain is changing all through life. You know, even when you're 80, you know, it still has changeability. But obviously, a younger brain has greater changeability. So we advocate that. Look, if you see that your child is a, you know, strong kinesthetic learner, for example, but we need to boost up the auditory and visual systems, then let's do that. Let's do that as young as, you know, as they are, because the brain is changeable. So we want to build up the connectivity in those areas, you know, through targeted exercises, all right, so that hopefully they would be able to use the other channels more effectively.
Mm. This is all very exciting. So let's talk about the seminar that you're going to be presenting together with Smart Parents. And the seminar is entitled Enhance Your Child's Study Skills. Very important, because we need our children to have what it takes to excel, and not just in school, but in so many other areas that children need to be performing in now, whether it's sport or music or something they love to do.
Yeah.
Excellence is important, and we're not just talking about exams really, right? We want to excel in the areas that we love.
Yeah, and also areas like emotional, you know, development and social skills, you know, which we talked a little bit about before.
Yeah, so explain to us how this is going to work. There are two seminars that you will be presenting, and that's the 5th and the 12th of September. What will you be doing on the 5th?
On the 5th, we will be talking about focus, you know, about how the brain focuses information. So some of the things that we discussed earlier, but in greater depth, obviously. And also strategies for parents, you know, practical strategies that they can take home. For parents who want to know if they want to train up the brain, how brain training, you know, what it actually entails. So I think it's important for parents to know what's realistic, what can be done at this current stage of science. And on the 12th, we are talking about two topics, memory and critical thinking skills, which is another really important topic. Critical thinking skills has been listed by our Ministry of Education, MOE, as a 21st century competency skills. And that's a very good reason for that, because, I mean, we live in an age where there is a tremendous amount of information. So there's an information explosion, you know, via the internet. So I think kids need to be able to, rather than memorize facts, I mean, having facts is important, but more importantly, analyze, think about information that they're exposed to and make sense of them. And not only that, to evaluate, you know, what's good information and what's not, what needs to be junk, because there is a lot of junk information out there too, right? To be able to evaluate, make judgments, you know, predict. So some of these skills are really what I think would be the future skills. You know, I mean, facts used to be important for us, but now with the internet, you know, you can have information at your fingertips. So, but what's really more important is to be able to sieve through, think through, and evaluate those information.
And that's highly important. And you're absolutely right. Children from as young as 2 and 3, when they get on the computer, are able to access all kinds of information.
Yeah.
And as you grow up, and we talked about this, that in the past, you'll have to spend many, many, many hours in a library just getting the information you need for a research piece, but not anymore. You can do it in perhaps half the time.
Yeah.
But is the information you receive correct?
Yeah.
And what you actually want? Okay, so critical thinking skills, memory skills, and how to help your children focus better on their study, enhance their study skills. These are the topics that Cheryl Chia will be covering at the Parents Connect Seminar, 5th September, 12th September at the Raffles City Convention Centre. Email us hello@smartparents.sg to reserve your seats at this seminar. Again, hello@smartparents.sg. And Cheryl will be the main speaker for these two seminars on these two dates. Save those dates. Come and meet Cheryl, because the research that she has done is absolutely I find it fascinating. First of all, the thing about understanding our children before we even guide them to do anything or instruct them to do anything is very important. And we can start from birth, and you say, observe your children every day.
That's right.
So you know how best they absorb information, so we know how to guide them and help them to study better.
Yeah,
and that's highly important, particularly when academic success is important, but we also want to stress other areas of success for our kids. And so the kids might want to excel in sport or music, and that also needs focus.
Yes, and a fit brain.
And a fit brain, absolutely. When we come back, we're going to talk about Cheryl, more about critical thinking and perhaps how we can develop that as well. Cheryl Chia on Parenting Made Easy. Stay with us. Talking about how to help our children focus better, perhaps even improve their memory if all parts of the brain were properly wired. And physical activity is important, as you mentioned.
Yeah.
For children today, we have a lot of children who spend a lot of time indoors versus outdoors.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen a change in the way we are living today on the way children learn, perhaps? And during the break, we talked about overuse of screen time as a concern.
Yeah.
And that is to do with sometimes we use our gadgets as either nannies or to help the kids perhaps focus on something so that parents can do something else. And also, kids generally do spend a lot of time in front of their screens anyway.
Yeah, And we know that that's not the best thing to do, you know, especially if you have a very, very young child. So research has, it's been quite conclusive research, actually, that you should, for example, you know, if you have a 0 to 2, so a really young one, you want to absolutely keep them away from any, you know, having any screen time. So by screen time, it would be TV, you know, computers or your games or your smartphones. And that's because scientists have correlated the use of technology, you know, the exposure to screen time with a decrease in attention span later in life. So they found that even as young as, you know, 2, so if you're spending an extra hour a day on the screen, it decreases your attention span by the time you're 7 and you're in school by, I think, about 20%. It was quite significant.
There's a reason for that.
Yeah, apparently it is the speed, you know, that's going on, you know, in the visual images, you know, with the screen, that seems to be affecting the ability of the brain to be focusing. So that the general advice is, and if you have an older child, also to manage the amount of exposure they have to computers and TVs.
And that's a good word, to manage.
Yeah.
It's inevitable that the children will need to spend time in front of a screen only because of the way learning is being conducted today and information gathering. Much of the time is via a screen of some sort.
Yeah.
So managing the amount of time, that is great advice because you can't say no totally.
Yeah,
it doesn't work.
That's right. And the computer is great. It's got tremendous benefits.
Yes.
But you need to manage the time that kids are, you know, that kids are on them.
Right. So technology is great. It's how we use it.
Yes,
that we need to take a note of.
Yeah.
And it is interesting to note that for children between the ages of 0 and 2, that we should not even let them use a screen during those ages.
That's the recommendation right now.
Wow. Okay, so something again for us to think about, and all this to help boost our children's focus. Let's talk about critical thinking skills. That is very important today, not just in school, but in life too.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, like we were saying, so there's just so much information out there nowadays. I think it's a very good skill for kids to have, you know, to be able to sieve out information that's useful and abandon those that are not, you know, rather than just indiscriminately taking in all the information. So it is an important thing to build, and we can build it. I think that's the other piece of news, all right? Because if you look at how a brain processes information critically, right? So there's actually different steps. So there's the step at, you know, at the early phase where you're kind of accumulating information, you're gathering, you're understanding, comprehending information, and then as you go up, you're analyzing, you're breaking it down. So if you look at comprehension questions, for example, it's assessing that quite a lot, you know, how you're able to apply information. So you have compare and contrast. So why do we have questions like that? It's really, you know, encouraging you or prompting you to think about information, you know, the categories it's in, you know, the differences and similarities between ideas, right? And certainly as you go up in the hierarchy of thinking, eventually you will come to the phase where you have to give your own opinion. All right. Mm-hmm. So now you have all this information. So what do you think? All right. In your opinion, is A better than B? Why? Right. So you have to defend a position. All right. So your persuasive essay writing, it's all really developing, you know, these little skills to help you be, you know, more critical, you know, with, you know, managing the information that you come across.
And this can be done?
Yeah, it can be done. I mean, one simple thing would be to really encourage our kids to ask questions, for example. I mean, we talk about being in the Asian, you know, society. So sometimes, you know, we parents might still have the mentality of, you know, they're just listening, you know, you're not heard, all right? Be seen but not heard, you know, kind of attitude. So our parents are wanting the kids to do things in one way, their way. But that's certainly not conducive to promoting thinking, right? Because if you're talking about wanting the brain to think for itself, you must allow the child to have opinions. Even if the opinions might not be something you agree with, then discuss why, rather than saying nope and conversation closed, you know, that's what we do. I mean, it could be simple things like choosing a holiday destination. You know, everybody has a debate, you know, the family can come together. You present your pros and cons, why we want to go to a certain destination. Everybody does that, you know. So it's really the process, yeah. So sometimes we are a little bit too into the outcomes, right? So we want, I just want my child, we want to go there, all right, let's just go there. And you don't want any discussion. But what's happening is that if parents want to stimulate the brain to think, then you need to be allowing the child to have lots of opportunities to present their own ideas.
And I like that, stimulate. Stimulation is very important. Stimulating all the senses,
that's right,
is important. And in the work that you do, that's what you do, don't you?
Yeah, you help
children to actually discover their senses and then stimulate those senses and then use them.
Yeah, build them up, connect them all up in the brain. That's right. And once it's there, you know, once all the roads, the superhighways are all charged, then you find that the kids use them unconsciously, naturally.
This will improve memory too.
Yeah, yes, yes, absolutely. Memory can be improved as well.
Right, yeah. And sometimes we think about all of these things and how they apply to our children, but they can be applied to us adults too.
Yeah.
Because the busier we are, the busier we get, we find that all the different cities in our brain get filled up and then we haven't got any more space, which is why we can't focus or we can't remember things.
Yeah.
And perhaps it's not because our memory is bad, it's just that we don't have the space anymore, or we're not strengthening it so that we can retain the information, because you can teach an old dog new tricks.
Yeah,
it might take a little bit longer, that's all, right?
But you still can.
You still can, right?
Yeah, I think with adults and in our modern world, it's just having too many things going on. We talk a little bit, you know, about multitasking, you know, having so many things that you can only spend a little focus on each one, and that's not good, you know, so your attention span shortens because you're just jumping from one task to another.
And yes, you're talking, I can see myself, you know, with 2-3 gadgets on at the same time and each one showing a different thing.
Yeah.
And I think many of us can relate to that. We do that all the time in the different types of work that we do. So, all right, so come on and meet Cheryl Chia. She's our speaker at the Parents Connect Seminar, organized by BrainFit and Smart Parents. 5th and 12th September. Just email us for tickets. hello@smartparents.sg. Just send us an email, reserve your spot. And also, if you sign up before the 31st of August, you can receive a 15% off each ticket at the seminar. So that's something to think about. Enhance your child study skills with Cheryl Chia, who is a pediatric physiotherapist with Brain Fit Studio. Final words from you, Cheryl. If you had one last thing to say to parents, what might that be?
I would say learn to know your child. You know, every brain is so unique, so no two brains are the same. So decisions have to be made based on your child's unique profile. So know them and know that the brain is changeable and trainable, all right? So if you ever think, oh, my child is so lazy or what's wrong with him, rather than thinking like that so negatively, think about, what can I do to make him better? I think that will be important and useful for parents.
Wonderful. So remember, hello@smartparents.sg to reserve your spot at the Parents Connect Seminar taking place on the 5th and 12th of September. And you'll get to meet Cheryl, hear more from her, also learn strategies, actual things that you can go home and do right away with your kids to improve focus and memory and critical thinking skills. My guest today, Cheryl Chia, who is a pediatric physiotherapist with BrainFit. Cheryl, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Susan.